This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Forever Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from the Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said yes. And so the audio you're hearing is from that stream. You're hearing that actual episode that went out on Sunday, the 21st of March, 2020, year of our Lord.
And we raised $12,000 for food banks in New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. So to everybody out there that helped out, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody who is hearing this for the first time, please enjoy.
Yes, the audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great, and we hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from individual homes throughout Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour! Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. On the plains of the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists. Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my Astro Spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. And I'm from Earth.
Pew, 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 pew. If a tree falls in space, no one can hear it scream. And that's how quietful it is on Mars right now. But will it stay that way? Find out in tonight's episode, Sparks Nevada versus Everything All at Once. We join our manful marshal as he goes where manful marshals have gone for millennia when time is right for reflection.
The saloon doors are open.
Well, howdy, Marshal, and welcome.
Barkeep, you notice how awful quiet on Mars it is late. Have I lost a step? Reckon I used to be a person who could head off trouble at the pass, but 15 years of doing this job made me dumber, not smarter, I reckon.
Has it?
I feel so. Used to be when the sky was falling, I'd remember to bring an umbrella. Now, sky seems fixing to fall somehow, but I can't reckon just how. So not only don't I know which umbrella to bring, like I left all my umbrellas at home.
How many umbrellas do you have?
Well, never enough. But everybody thinks mine's the ones we'll use.
Well, we got umbrellas here for the clientele. But today, ain't a cloud in the sky.
No, I was speaking poetic-wise.
Yeah, me too, Marshal. Me too. Except the clientele umbrellas, those are literal. So I can see the confusion.
Or maybe it's just one more calm before the storm.
The saloon doors are open.
See?
Marshal!
Oh, look, it's Felton. Sure to be some panic now. Shake things up properly.
Felton is always good at bringing attention to the storm that interrupts any calm. Howdy, Felton.
Marshal! Hello!
Hello? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Because usually to hear it told by you, there's a space invasion or a robot robbery or a scary puff from a flower floating on the wind in a fashion that looks too wispy to be anything but dangerous in your estimation.
Ain't nothing wrong today, Marshal. Everything's great. Unless too good of weather is a problem, because it ain't one.
What? I don't want no trouble in my place.
You do not. And Marshal, maybe this is the calm after the storm. Maybe this is the quiet after all of the storms. Maybe all of this quiet is because of your good work.
Feather your cap in, Marshal. You earned it.
Huh. I feel uneasy. Do I want trouble in my place?
Maybe you're right.
You reckon I want trouble?
Well, yeah. Folks know you're a notorious gossip. Reckon you like trouble so you can have something to gossip about.
Well, yeah, I am famously a gossip. Y'all heard that I'm a gossip?
Oh, yeah.
Between us folks, I am one. But I am fair certain I do not care for place trouble. Do I?
Maybe the saloon doors are right, is what I meant. Maybe the sky, for once, ain't fallen. Ain't fallen and won't.
The saloon doors are open. Hi, Crouch.
Salutations to you, saloon doors, and to your inhabitants.
Well, howdy, Crouch. Seltzer water? Be honest now. Do I secretly want trouble in my place? Secretly from myself, I mean.
That appears to be a question you should ask yourself.
Oh, I am asking it to me, too.
Howdy, Crouch. Beware my fine fettle seems to have thrown the marshal for a loop in addition to the loop he's having about himself, about whether, what is it again?
The sky's about to fall, ain't it, Crouch?
The sky? Fall?
No,
Never, Sparks Nevada. At the marshal station, I received a communique from Sandy Manlius.
Captain Manlius from the United Solar System Alliance? This can't be good. Let's listen to the communique. Let's you and me listen to it, away from potentially panicking eyes or gossiping ears. Be straight with me. Sky's fallen, right, Crouch?
An impossibility.
That's not what... Okay.
Captain Manlius informed me that an alien invasion is coming. Here is the holo telephone recording.
Let's see.
Right, I've just got to flip the... There's a
Crouch, you got to push switch. The...
You, I'm pushing the...
Is it there?
Are you recording now? How do I sound? Sometimes I sound a little tinny on these things. Okay, I'm hearing myself. Is that Is that what my voice sounds like? No, honey, no. I'm not asking you. I'm asking Croach because I'm on the hollow. Okay, I'll tell him. All right, look. I got an echo here, but this is important, so I'm pressing on. We've got invaders from unknown space. We've never seen entities like these before. They are of limited intellect, nefarious intention, and they have limitless greed.
I've seen plenty of folks like that, that's for sure.
It is a recording. He cannot hear you.
All right.
Okay, to say it out loud, we have, I admit, seen plenty of entities that could be similarly described, but these ones, they're different. They have no other qualities besides, as I said, limited intellect and nefarious intention and also the limitless greed. And these qualities, they have no bottom limit.
How is this our problem? Sounds like the USSA's bread and butter. I mean, set your blasters to blast and blast them.
These entities have gotten past the USSA because they use no recognizable logic. They should have been stopped light years ago. And now through their unparalleled nobody does anything this way manner, they're on a collision course with Mars.
He means Galoot Proctor.
You mean Mars.
It's unclear whether they mean to blow through it or conquer it or why they would do either. If someone is going to beat us, they should at least have the decency to be a little smarter than we are. According to the calculations, there's nothing that can be done to stop them, so it's up to you. Or Mars is doomed. Manlius out. Okay. What?
Oh.
Oh. No, I don't think that's appropriate under the... Okay, fine. No, you're right. Love to everyone there. Yes, I'm doing it. From Glenn and me. No, Glenn and me is right in this particular instance. Transmission. Because Mars is doomed is why...
What it was a lot...
What do you know about that?
Yeah, trouble's coming too in the, grand view, my place. And there is solace in the discomfort of it. Who am I?
Yeah. And who are you, Felton? Broach, same question. Everyone is reacting to this Mars-shattering news with a placidity I find unnerving and uncharacteristic. Croach, you especially are uncharacteristically calm.
Onus.
Are we still doing this?
Always, and I place you under this onus for not realizing that which we all understand.
What is it?
This is your bread and butter, Marshal.
No, it is within your proven capabilities.
So butter that bread, baby.
Takes trouble to stop trouble, I say.
I guess this is one case of fallen sky I couldn't have prepared an umbrella for. But everybody's expecting to get underneath mine, so... What do you say to that, Doris?
The Earth is calling.
The Earth? That's where I'm from. I'm from there. Oh my God. Okay, put him through. Wait, how do I look? Put him through.
They say hello and await your reply.
Yeah, no, that's still you, Doris. Put Earth through.
I am not a phone. I am a saloon.
Well, you're Doris.
Yes, but I'm facilitating a conversation between you and Earth, relating what each of you say.
Right. That plus a hologram and a dial tone is a phone, so phone.
Well, do you care to discuss the ontology of phones, or do you want to know why Earth is calling?
Oh, I want to know, especially if it's juicy. Something about Todd, I bet. Oh, please, let it be about Todd.
It is not about Todd.
Todd never has no trouble in his place. I do want trouble, maybe.
Who is Todd? All right. Do we have time to talk to Earth, Croach?
Yes, very much time.
Great. How much time?
Not very much time.
You just.
We will figure something out.
I'll see. All right, saloon doors. What does Earth want?
They want to let you know, as the duly designated representative of Mars, that they intend to leave the United Solar System Alliance.
No. First off, I ain't that. Second off, they do not want that. Put me direct to them. This is Sparks Nevada Earth. The Alliance is for the whole solar system. You're in the solar system. You're going to want to be allied with everyone, and you're going to be you're going to want them to be nice to you.
They wish to directly respond, patching through the COO of Earth.
I knew you could be a phone.
Hello? Hello, Sean Flarp here, COO of Earth. We still want everyone to do what we say. We expect it. They should do it. We demand it. But we're done being nice to everyone else. Also, hello or howdy, I guess.
Right. You can just howdy. You can just pretend to be nice. You know, that's all anybody wants from anybody.
You sound crazy right now. Earth is not okay with it. We're too real, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know Earth.
We're Earth.
Yeah, no, I'm from you, so.
Of course, we understand that our secession from the USSA will cause a lot of problems, but we don't really understand. So we took a series of 9 votes, and then we voted on the votes that we took. We did that twice, then we did 4 international non-binding promises, then 5 lies consisting of 3 doozies, 1 omission, and an embellishment. We did 5 repeals, 6 of which didn't work. One so much so that it counted double and was stricken from the record, which was also stricken. Now, after a series of end dares, we are out of outs. Of course, we expect the moon will follow our lead and Earth exit as well.
Why would it? Why would anyone?
The moon is calling. I am answering. Hello. Okay. The moon reports that they will not Earth exit with Earth.
That ain't it. Stop. Let's not call it that. Stop calling it that. And you're talking about Earth's moon, right?
They haven't been called Earth's moon since the Punishment Soccer Rebellion, but really since it turned into a cyborg planet.
The moon is out? Fine, good, bad, fine. Who needs them?
You do? Like Earth really super does?
Says you. This call was a courtesy to let you know that we intend to be discourteous moving forward.
Okay, if the Earth secedes, the whole solar system is going to be irrevocably damaged.
But we'll be fine. Earth, I mean.
No.
Victory.
No, not a victory. Wait, hang on a second. Real quick, is someone or something down there brainwashing you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yes, big time. There's this obelisk, and it really makes some good points. Right into your brain, it makes the points. Be calm, be cool, make bad choices, you know.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
We're going to keep obeying it unless something happens to it, which... What could? You can't defy the obelisk by getting close to it. It'll melt your brain right down so it comes hot out of your ears and ruins your collar, which you won't even have the brains to care about. Anyway, we're leaving the Alliance, and we think we might blow up the moon, maybe all the moons. Something to remember us by. Now, hang up.
We have to stop that obelisk before Earth leaves the Alliance.
10 minutes from now? Unlikely.
10 minutes.
Marshall can do it.
You have enacted more impressive defensive exploits, Sparks Nevada.
You think I can get all the way to Earth and shoot a tall rock and stop the invasion / destruction of Mars by aliens?
If anyone can bread this butter, it's you.
See, I never felt like this before.
Okay, the sky cannot succumb to gravity, for it is that which makes it sky. Please stop asserting that it can.
Any ideas for umbrellas, saloon doors?
The saloon doors are open.
2 ideas? Yeah, me too.
Open.
2 ideas? Never mind.
Alarm alert! Alarm alert! Alert! This is an alarm! Alarm alert!
Red, is this about the invasion we know already?
It ain't.
Oh, is this about the Earth skit?
What? No.
Go ahead then.
It's macrobes, Nevada.
Macrobes? What's that? Big microbes?
No, that's crobes, you simple foot. Macrobes are humungificated crobes. Giant virus and diseasey macrobes are here and actively sickifying without mercy. Alert! Be alarmed!
Where'd they come from, these macrobes?
Couldn't matter less if it was antimatter, Nevada. Point is, they're here and you can't shoot them. You can only catch them by them catching you. At which point, hey, it's too late for you and right on time for the macrobes.
I've never seen you this shook up before.
Well, write it in your diary then, I guess. I told everyone else by mass address to barricade themselves in their homesteads. Why ain't this knitting circle done that?
It's the first we're hearing of it.
Red called while you were engaged with Earth. Would you like to hear her message?
Maybe later. I probably not important right now.
Nevada, you were on the phone with Earth, where you're from, while Mars gets got by microbes?
And an alien invasion, yeah.
Which Marshall's about to take care of. No worries. Hang loose.
Oh, wait. He'd taken care of that before, during, or after he fights a novelist.
An obelisk.
Well, that makes more sense. I thank you.
Additionally, Sparks Nevada continues to imagine the sky is somehow, comprehend this, falling.
You know, on them space cooking competition shows, when one of the cosmic chefs decides to prepare a dish three ways, and you know they're doomed? Well, some planetary dough puncher decided to cook up a fallen sky three ways, and Mars is the one who's going to have to pack up her knives and go home.
Love those shows.
Felton, why aren't you running around with a chicken with his head still on but thinks it's off?
Two reasons.
Do not say bread.
Bread or and butter. Yours.
Honestly, I'm excited for the trouble. I can finally admit that to myself.
Maybe the umbrella is the umbrellas you made along the way, Marshall.
What is that? Hang on a second. Are some of you pod people?
No.
Pod people?
I'm not even a person.
Okay. Are some of y'all brainwashed?
I am, definitely.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, for days now.
Yeah.
How could I be? But yes.
It is like being body took, but the obelisk lets you keep some of your brains in all of your body.
Croach, are you brain took too? You've been on board the Sparks Can Handle It train all day?
There is no such locomotive. This is merely what I am like. You have my confidence based on precedent.
Hey, whilst we're on the topic of brain taking, how to put this? Join us?
Join us. It only hurts a lot. But you adjust to the pain, and that becomes the new normal.
Yeah, y'all join. Get your brains took. What you say?
I say no, and I stand by it.
Yeah, no, pass.
I also decline, respectfully.
At least think about it. Sleep on it. That's when they got me, while I was sleeping.
Yeah, but they're glad to take y'all on board the hive mind right now, wide awake.
I ain't one for tea, and this ain't my cup of it anyway.
Hang on, y'all. Go with me on this. What if we let him in just a skosh? It's a technical measurement.
Sparks Nevada, have you experienced entropic mental fatigue of the head?
What we need is to deal with the macrobes, get supplies, bunk ourselves up with them supplies, clean off the supplies, and then ourselves. And then our bunks. Don't make eye contact with them supplies in case that's actually a way how they can get you too. We don't know.
Seriously, I got this. Probably, maybe. Follow my lead. Reckon I got a plan.
No, I couldn't help but overhear, seeing as I was listening. Did you say you got a plan?
I said I don't have a plan.
Great. Let's onboard him before he makes one.
Well, open up your mind and say, but it'll be more like a scream.
It's all too big to handle. Macrobes and brain takers and Earth secession and alien invaders. It's just too much.
And that's why you'd like to give in and be a part of the winning side?
No, I only mean, Croach, the sky ain't never fell more than it is right now.
The sky is incapable of succumbing to this force, Sparks Nevada. That is one of its defining characteristics.
It's just an idiom, Croach. Which ain't but a metaphor the poetry's worn off of.
I will not have it.
That's it. Yes, Croach. Yes, get riled up. I'm riled up too. Due to all this feels different from everything else. Awful. Due to everything going wrong at once. Like back in Y3K when all the robots and computers thought it was antique times. Only this is about 1,000 times worse. And with no solution and no way to know what's next. And what I wouldn't do to go back to putting out regular fires from what feels like years ago but wasn't but a little while back.
Are these fires also an idiom?
Sometimes,
I do not care for them.
Now you're getting it. Yes, Croach, yes.
You're betting emotions can overwhelm a brain take, Nevada? Maybe you're right, but the three of us ain't but a hill of space beans when facing a brain web that's already spread out to two planets.
The three of us can hold the line panic-wise, but to overwhelm the brain taker with sheer panic, it's going to take a...
You?
I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about Felton.
What? Me?
Feel this, Felton. Feel our concern, our anxiety, our fear. Feel Croach's cranky anger. Connect with us. You can't not. You already are. I can feel it. You can feel our feelings bubbling over into yours, loosening a little that jar in the real you, unscrewing that jar.
Idiom?
Metaphor, maybe?
Still gross.
All right.
Resist! Resist, Felton!
No, don't, Felton. Run. Red, gun it with Felton's bread and butter. Panic.
Okay, Felton. What you're going to want to do is wipe down the towel you wiped down the supplies with another towel. Oh. And then you're going to have to disintegrate both towels with a laser. Then wipe down your laser!
Marshall! Marshall!
There he is.
My brain! Felton made trouble in it. And I'm me again.
The saloon doors are the saloon doors.
Marshall! Marshall! Marshall!
All right, he's about to blow. Doris, can you connect to the invading aliens?
I am not a phone.
I know, but can you do what a phone does?
Sigh. Fine. They answered.
Good. Put Felton through to all of them.
I am not a conference call.
Of course you're not. Of course you're not.
Conferencing them in.
All right, tell them how you feel, Felton.
Well, I only mean to lodge protest about having my brain took, and also it seems we're about to be invaded or destroyed, which neither suits me, nor do macrobes neither, nor for that matter do the savory ice creams they sometimes try at the gelato stand, which won't even survive all the current nonsense in this planet. Also, I am currently mad at idioms, thanks to Croach leaking it into my head to be. Get out and stay out, idioms. Huh. I am also out of breath, which also terrifies, as it is both an idiom, so no thank you, and perhaps I will never recover my breath, and this shallowness is however it will be again. Such is the most scary aspect of living, the fragility of life, which makes it beautiful, I suppose, in the contrast, which makes the contrast, by contrast, also frightening. Help!
See, that's what you call in marshalling, establishing a rapport. Reckon the only way to reason with unreasonable folk is without reason.
We are also marshals.
Yeah, we kind of know the same stuff, Nevada.
So you know that when they go bananas, send bananas right at them. See if it works. Fight fire with fire. I mean, fight fire with water, too. With bananas, shoot fire with a laser. See if I care. Just eat that fire. And then go to Space Church to apologize later for how. Now, Felton, I need you to focus in and lure them to the volcanoes that work for us. Them.
No need for volcanic ruses, Marshal. The invading forces relay their respect for Felton, the clear leader of Mars.
Well, that's not how anything, no.
They afforded him respect. They will return to their home galaxy.
Will return or are returning?
It was a large invasion. They must turn a whole fleet around. And they are not the most organized aliens. So right now they are mostly flying around in Mars's atmosphere.
Huh. Then today what I made for you is problem solving three ways.
And what's that mean?
Saloon doors, open your doors. Look outside, y'all.
Holy smokes. What is this that I'm looking at?
Macrobes attacking the alien invaders.
Why are the macrobes falling out of the sky?
The germs, on encountering unique or novel aliens that have never been experienced before, have been disrupted.
The aliens made the macrobes sick?
No, but effectively, yes.
Well, ain't no way this was your plan, Nevada.
Well, much as I wish it weren't so, sometimes luck is the only thing keeping a planet from blowing up. Maybe it's the cobwebs talking left in my brain from being momentarily a part of that obelisk, but everything just feels a little bit dumber.
The COO of Earth is calling. He reports that the obelisk exploded from Felton's fear. Felton's fear spread over several planets.
Way to panic, Felton. So, Earth has come to its senses. It'll stay in the Alliance.
Earth is still leaving the Alliance, even though nobody wants to. They've tried three different redos about it and a game of Rochambeau. They can't unleave, but they'll get to it when they get to it.
Yeah, everything's still pretty dumb right now, or at least feels that way. Best we can do is hang on to one another, put our dumb brains together to make smarter ones, help where we can in small ways till we weather this storm.
Sparks, Nevada?
Yeah, buddy?
The atmosphere is mixing with the rising and dissipating particulates of the macrobes, making it susceptible to the planet's gravitational pull.
I'm sorry, I don't follow. I'm still dumb, remember?
The sky is falling, Sparks, Nevada.
Huh. Well then, lucky we got these umbrellas here for the clientele.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has our hardy hero beat back a tempest of planetary terrors only to be squashed by the crush of a collapsing sky? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.